Only two non-commercial movie programs to report, one today and the usual blank page movie Tuesday. Today's program includes a movie, a cartoon, and a tour of the historic Scottish Rite Theater at First in Topeka. The movie is the second of the National Treasure series, fully titled National Treasure Book of Secrets, with Nicolas Cage as a treasure hunter, plus John Voight, Harvey Keitel, Ed Harris, Helen Mirren, and Randy Travis. There'll also be a cartoon called High and Dizzy and a tour of the building. It's all at the Scottish Rite Temple, First in Topeka, with hot dogs and drinks, today at 3 and again at 6:30. And Tuesday, the Blank Page Gallery offers popcorn and drinks and candy, and Federico Fellini's Oscar-winning Knights of Cabiria, the source for the musical Sweet Charity, about an ever-hopeful prostitute and how badly life treats her, but it cannot crush her spirit, at 7:30 Tuesday in the Blank Page Gallery, 917 West Douglas. And commercially, Michelle Pfeiffer in Cherie, which I couldn't use last week because it was booked for only 5 days, is going into its third week. So I'm happy to use it now because Pfeiffer is electrifying as a 50-year-old courtesan involved with a 19-year-old boy to the only temporary happiness of both. Based on a pair of novels by French writer Colette, Cherie is almost slushily romantic, despite a hard realism about December-May romances, with almost impossibly lush settings in Paris restaurants that you and I couldn't get a job in, houses so draped in tapestry you can't tell what the walls look like, and gardens, indoors and out, like flowery jungles. And relations between Pfeiffer and Rupert Friend take place almost entirely in bedrooms, with Friend nude more than Pfeiffer, but nothing graphic either way. The biggest problem with Cherie, which may not bother audiences, is that the relationship is so limited to the bedroom that we never get to know Friend at all, and so what Pfeiffer sees in him is not very clear. I personally didn't like him at all, and it isn't the actor. All the acting in Cherie is first rate, though you may find it a stretch to see Kathy Bates as an insanely rich ex-courtesan who is famous for digging gold out of her clients. She's a hilariously cynical old bat now, though some of her veteran colleagues are even less lovable, and I would have liked to see more of her whole crowd. But the big attraction of Cherie is Michelle Pfeiffer, back in a starring role and giving a performance Meryl Streep would be proud of. Director Stephen Frears likes close-ups, sometimes long-held close-ups, and Pfeiffer can make facial changes from longing love to despairing loss without, so far as I could detect in two showings, so much as twitching a muscle. My only explanation is that somehow she is able to relax every muscle in her face about a 1/16 of an inch at will, and I'm sure that's physically impossible. The only other performance I can think of that mystified me this way was Lou Gossett Jr.'s in An Officer and a Gentleman, which won him an Academy Award in 1982. Pfeiffer is by no means all that Cherie offers, but if she were, it would be more than enough. Jim Erickson, over and out.